Starting 3 years ago, the world was bombarded with the greatest brainwashing, one of the greatest brainwashing campaigns in human history. Did you fall for it? Did anybody you know fall for it? And what can we do to make sure that it doesn't happen again? That's what we're going to talk about today on Crisis Point. Hello, I'm Eric Simmons, your host and editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Before we get started, I want to encourage people to smash that like button and subscribe to the channel. That's how the algorithm knows that we exist. Now, I will say, because of the topic today, the algorithm will probably shadow ban us, but that's okay. You'll know about it, I'll know about it, and that's what matters. Also, you can follow us on social media at Crisis Mag and all the various social media locations. You know the drill. And if you don't, now you do. Okay, so I was thinking about this the other day, and we, over the past few years, particularly from 2020 to 2022, we were part of something historic. And I feel like too many people have already closed the door on that era and act like it just happened and now we just whatever. We don't learn from it. We don't really reflect on it. But it was historic in that we saw a massive brainwashing campaign on a global scale. And I mean a brainwashing campaign where people were told, this is true, you must believe it, and you must follow this, or you are wanting to kill grandma, you are wanting the destruction of civilization, whatever the case may be. And it was done in such a way that people, good people, went along with it and just simply accepted it. Now, of course, we know there are a lot of bad people involved. I'm actually going to try to see if I can get through this entire podcast, by the way, without saying the name of the thing I'm talking about, just to see if that helps the algorithm or not, and just also for fun. But the point is that we know that people, certain people in charge, like a Dr. Fauci, people like that, Bill Gates and others, they were not acting under good motives. At the same time, a lot of people who I would not want to argue that they necessarily had bad motives, they fell along with it. And because of the brainwashing that came about through panic, through fear, through all these emotional responses. And the reason I think this is important because, and I say it's historic, is because we often will read history books and we will see, okay, how did that country do that? Obviously, the most famous example, Nazi Germany. But there's other examples in history where all of a sudden, a country, an area, a people just start doing crazy things. And you're like, how did that ever happen? You read also about this in like dystopian novels. You're like, how did they ever get to that point? Well, we should know now because we saw it. We saw that basically what you had was a recipe for mass propaganda, mass brainwashing. You had something unknown happen that had the potential, at least it was thought at the time, that had the potential to be extremely dangerous. And I don't know if you remember, but I remember very clearly in March of 2020, we saw pictures and stories from Italy, from China, talking about mass deaths, that just there was bodies on the street and it was coming to our shores here in America. And by the way, I think this mass brainwashing happened around the world, but I just want to speak about the American experience because that's where I live and where most people are listening and watching this live. And so we really thought, we were told at least, that if we don't do something, there will literally be bodies piled up in the streets. And this wasn't said, and this wasn't considered hyperbole either. People accepted, like, okay, I guess that's we got to do something then. And the worst thing that, the worst line, the most dangerous line, I should say, in history is, we have to do something. Whenever you hear that, you know evil is afoot. Whenever you hear we have to do something, evil is afoot. Maybe not by the person who said it, but evil people would use that to their advantage. But more importantly, just even good-natured people will go along with anything because we have to do something. We saw this after 9/11. 9/11, there was a great push for we have to do something. And in the end, we ended up with the Patriot Act. We ended up with the Department of Homeland Security. We ended up with the war in Iraq. We ended up with a 20-year war in Afghanistan. Thousands and thousands of people dead after 9/11. Millions of people displaced and lives destroyed. Civil liberties abolished in so many ways because we have to do something. And that's exactly what happened in March of 2020 here in America. We have to do something. And so we ended up doing a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I want to, because I do think we have a very short memory anymore, I think we have to remember how it was at certain times. So I saw a video the other day. It's what gave me the idea for this podcast. Somebody compiled some of the statements were made. This was specifically about the vaccine, about the unvaccinated. And so I'm going to pull this up. And you, if you're just listening, not watching, you're going to still get the point of the video. This is just clips from various television shows, mostly news programs, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and others that were occurring. I think this was from about 2021, 2022. Here, I'll go ahead and play it here.
Masks are down. These civilized people, they'll eat each other.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All of us vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts, running around the country saying, we don't care, we're living free, and so forth.
We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No. Screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. Their freedom.
But you're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick and really you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons, but maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed.
They should pay more for healthcare.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night.
Okay, so I think that gives a general sense of exactly what was being said about the unvaccinated. And the same thing, by the way, was said about the unmasked when the mask mandates happened. The same thing was said about those who oppose lockdowns. The same thing was said about anybody who didn't go along with exactly the program that was being said at that moment from Fauci on down. I mean, but what we had was just craziness. And here's another thing. I want to show a couple images here. This one I just saw on Twitter recently. It's a baseball player for the Washington Nationals playing, I think he was third baseman, wearing a mask. He is out in a field. Nobody's near him. He's outdoors and he's wearing a mask. Another image here is, this is the French leader, I think it's Macron, I can't remember what his name is. He's on a video in a room by himself wearing a mask. He's on a video call. There's nobody sitting next to him, nobody near him, but he's wearing a mask. These are signs of brainwashing. And we saw the brainwashing in that video of how much they're talking about, okay, you have the unvaccinated are basically the scapegoats. The unvaccinated are people who should be treated as less than real citizens. Now, the brainwashing involved a number of different things. I'm going to pull them up here on the screen. I'll listen for you. These were all things that were said that if you dared to go against it, you were attacked, you were maligned, you were called stupid. No, first one, lockdowns will stop the spread. That, of course, was the original statement was, okay, 2 weeks to slow the spread. If we do lockdowns, we'll stop COVID. Another one, non-symptomatic people can spread the virus. There's actually... Anyway, all of these are not true. So I'll just go on that. And if you suggested otherwise, you were attacked. Masks will stop the spread. You can't get the virus if you're vaccinated. You can't transmit the virus if you're vaccinated. And vaccination is completely safe. All these things were said to us, not as let's make this argument for why lockdowns will work, why masks work, why if you get vaccinated, you can't get the virus. It was never about a discussion. It was never about let's just talk about these different issues and try to figure it out together. It was, if you disagree with these things, you are evil. And incredible pressure was put upon you to comply with that. Now, the irony is, of all those statements, how many were there? 6 statements. Lockdowns will stop the spread. Non-symptomatic people can spread the virus. Mask will stop the spread. You can't get the virus if you're vaccinated. You can't transmit the virus if you're vaccinated. And vaccination is completely safe. All 6 of those are not true. And it's essentially agreed by most people now that they are not true. Now, I know there'll be the people who will still push and act like it's like they're true. But we know now, and we've had studies to show that they're just not true anymore. But yet, if you suggested that a year ago, 2 years ago, you were attacked. That was the thing about brainwashing. It was mob mentality. It was just trying to get everybody to conform. I mean, you heard it in that video about how the vaccinated are the ones who are saving others, and it's completely safe, and you can't get the virus. And this was stated by the president of the United States, Joe Biden. It was also stated, I think, by Rachel Maddow and others, who stated, if you get the vaccination, you can't get the virus. Well, pretty soon, everybody who had the vaccination were still getting the virus. And so therefore, they had to back up on that. Oh, well, it will keep you from getting the worst symptoms. Or they said it will keep you from transmitting it to others. Well, then they had to realize, oh, well, whoops, that's not true either. But while it was true, quote unquote, while it was being claimed to be true, it was brainwashing that made that made people try to comply. And so I will just state this bluntly. If you are a healthy person who's under 50 and you got vaccinated, you were brainwashed. If you're somebody who wore a mask outdoors thinking it would help and actually thought it would help, you weren't just doing it as, you know, performance to help somebody, you were brainwashed. If you did that, if you wore masks because you want other people to feel safe, you were brainwashing them. You were helping in their brainwashing. You were assisting in that. If you did any of these things. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to like condemn everybody who went along with the program. I'm saying it's because we have to learn from our mistakes. We have to learn how brainwashing occurs and how do we resist it in the future. Sadly, too many people who should have known better did not know better. Somebody in the comments mentioned, there's a certain head of the Catholic Church that was saying similar things. Now, Pope Francis did not go out and just say medical statements about the vaccine, but he did urge everybody to get it. I think the most egregious example in the Catholic world was Father Matthew Schneider, LC. He's an internet priest, for those who don't know, member of the Legion of Christ, and he is obsessed with pushing the vaccine. Even to this day, he's still pushing the vaccine as something that everybody should get, and it's so great and things like that, even after the evidence shows otherwise. And he will, in fact, if you even suggest that the evidence shows the vaccines aren't what they were promised to be, he will just say, you know, he'll just dismiss it, like you're not listening to the real experts. This is a Catholic priest, and his order was allowing him to push this brainwashing upon us. I mean, he's not a medical expert in any way yet, and I'm not either. I don't claim to be, but I'm not telling people I'm not telling these people false statements like you won't get the virus if you get vaccinated. And so, you know, somebody brought up, I just saw in the comments, Matthew says, don't forget about the people who wore masks while driving their cars with the windows rolled up. Oh, I still remember seeing that. Somebody be by themselves in a car, windows rolled up with a mask on. I saw somebody one time riding his bike on a country road. Nobody else was around. I drove by and he had a mask on. And like I noted in the picture, the MLB player wearing a mask while playing. These are all cases of either brainwashing or people being brainwashed. And this is a dangerous thing. Now, the question is, why did Catholics fall for it? Now, on the one hand, it's because Catholics are just like everybody else. We're just people. We're fallen. We're not infallible. And so the question is, though, how can Catholics resist brainwashing in the future? I think this is an important point. And so here's the things we need to know going forward to not be brainwashed in the future. First of all, is we have to always keep in mind the fundamental truth of original sin. It's like Chesterton said, it's the one Catholic doctrine that is proved by just reading the daily newspaper. The man is fallen. And so whenever you have a situation of people in control, people with power, saying you must do this, you must do that, and everybody's pushing it, saying you must do this, without willing to give evidence of why you need to do that, there's a real good chance there's a sin behind it. There's something sinful behind it, likely desire for control and power. That's the thing, is because if you remember, and you saw it in the clips I showed earlier, there wasn't like, okay, let's break down the testing of the vaccine, for example. It came out later that the testing showed there was very little testing, and the testing showed that it actually didn't stop the transmission. Here's the thing is, the people in the know knew that the vaccine did not stop transmission before the vaccine came out. Yet they said the vaccine stops transmission. And they would not allow anybody to challenge that. But they never showed the data that showed that, okay, it actually does stop transmission. First of all, it'd be very hard to test that considering how fast it went through. the approval process? How could they actually test to see if it was stopped transmission when you only have a few months to test it? But more importantly, the point is, as a Catholic, you should be skeptical of people in power. I mean, if there's one thing history should tell us and our Catholic faith should tell us, is that people in power are fallen just like us, but they just can do more damage than we can. And so when everybody's saying you have to do that, have to do this, you have to do this, but they don't give you proof of why what they're saying is the right thing to do, you need to distrust it. Don't go along with it just because people in power said it, people who are supposedly trusted. This is what drove me crazy during the initial months, initial days, even months of, I almost said the C word, but I won't. I'll try not to. During the initial days of the insanity that started in March 2020 here in this country, what you saw is that they just went along with, like, for example, the projections. Remember the projections early on? That English guy who gave the projections of, okay, we can look at the virus, we can look at how people are impacted of it, and we can tell you that 3.7%, I think it was, of people will die who get this. And so there was predictions that there would be 2 million people who would die within the first couple months. I mean, I was told, when I said maybe we shouldn't do lockdowns on Twitter, I had people saying, you want 2 million people to die. I mean, that was literally the response I would get. All because some guy in England projected out, did a model, that's the word I was looking for, did a model that projected this. And later it was found that the models were false. The models were bad. Because here's the thing about models, they're completely based upon the data you put in on them. You put in certain data, but you omit other data, whether on purpose or an accident, it's going to impact the model. You put in bad data, it's going to give you bad numbers. And ultimately, you can't put in all the variables. That's the important point here. When you have a model that is supposed to be modeling human behavior, modeling something that is dependent upon human behavior, it's literally impossible to include all the variables. How people are going to act. If, for example, you do a lockdown, how many people will abide by it? How will people try to get around it? How much will the lockdown be enforced? All these different things. And you can't compare it to, okay, what if we don't have a lockdown? Because you don't know everything, all those variables either. And so what happens is these models are worthless, but people were saying, if you don't abide by what the model says, you want to kill grandma. And so it really was sad that we saw this and so many Catholics went along with this. And a number of people are mentioning in the comments, and I think it's a very good point. We're the sheep, and our shepherds were telling us we had to go along with all this. Because remember, I've said it once, I've said it a million times, we never, ever can forget this. Every single Catholic bishop in America shut down public masses in March of 2020. Without exception. Now, I've heard that there wasn't Easter. I think the Maronite bishop in America might not have. So I'll just say every Roman Rite, Latin Rite, Catholic bishop in America shut down public masses. And they all said, do your part, wash your hands, social distance, wear your mask. Because remember, after lockdowns ended, then it was the mask mandates. You cannot go to mass without mask. I don't know how many people have told me stories about being yelled at by priests, by ushers, by others for not having a mask on in mass. I mean, I know a woman who was literally yelled at by a priest during the homily because she didn't have a mask on. This is brainwashing. And what's happening is our bishops and a lot of our priests went along with the brainwashing. They were probably brainwashed, but they became people who then brainwashed others. They were instruments of the brainwashing. We were told it's not a Christian thing to do. One of the women on the clip I showed earlier mentioned it being the Christian thing to do. If you really care for others, you're going to wear a mask. You're going to be vaccinated. Yet we know now those things did not help. They did not stop the spread. They didn't really do hardly anything. I mean, the mask did nothing. The vaccines, I mean, just, I'm not a medical person. So I'm going to say they did nothing. I just think that they weren't as safe as it was claimed. They clearly didn't slow down they didn't stop transmission. They didn't keep you from getting it. And we were told all those things were the case. So now at the same time, I do want to say, I'm saying we need to be skeptical to prevent being brainwashed in the future. But I do want to say, it's not like we're supposed to believe every single conspiracy theory that comes out. It's not like, okay, if a leader says something, some government leader says something, it's automatically false. I am saying, though, is that Catholics need to be more, a couple things. First, they need to be more skeptical of what our leaders tell us. If they say that the sky is purple, we shouldn't just believe it because they said it. We should say, you have to give us evidence. We need to see actual evidence. And when they say, no, people are dying, we have to do something, you just have to do this, that's brainwashing. We resist. Simply for the fact that if they're doing that, there's a 99% chance what they're saying is false. It is possible they're right, that the sky is purple and the purple sky is going to kill us all. But I think we just need to default to no, we're not going to believe you. If it's really true, you'll have evidence to prove it. But another thing we need to do is we need to stop going along with our culture. I don't understand why more Catholics aren't more countercultural. Our culture is rotten to the core. We should not go along with what the culture says without good reason, without testing it, without comparing it to the Catholic view of things, without comparing it to the truth that we know, the truths that we know. We have to do that before we just go along. And ultimately, here's the probably the most important point is that if we have faith in Jesus Christ, we do not succumb to fear and panic. Fear and panic are the things that our leaders use to control us. We should not give into that. Because we were told in March of 2020, like I said, if we don't do something, there'll be bodies piled up on the streets. And because of that, we now can't go to Mass. How about a more Catholic view would be, if there really are going to be bodies piled up in the streets, we need to get to Mass. Because we need to beg God's mercy. We need to confess our sins, be prepared for death. We need to ask God to intervene. That's what the reaction should have been. The reaction to fear and panic, first of all, we shouldn't have panic, but it's understandable we're going to have fear at times. If it really is true that bodies are going to be piling up, it's understandable to be afraid. But how do we respond to that fear? Oh, Mr. Leader, Mr. Fauci, I will do whatever you tell me because just make it stop. Make it so it won't happen. No, instead it should be, my Lord, my God, I look to you. And you may not want to stop this. You might allow this in your providence, but I'm going to look to you, beg your forgiveness, beg your mercy, and beg you to intervene. I'm not just going to go along with what some human fallen leader says. I'm going to put my trust in you. And so as Catholics, our biggest way we resist brainwashing is that we don't give in to panic and fear. Now, I would guess a lot of the people who are watching this, listening to this, they probably were resistant to a lot of this from the beginning, and God bless you and good for you. But some might have given in for a while, might have succumbed to it. And listen, I'm not here to judge you and act like you're the worst person in the world. I'm so much better than you or anything like that. No, it's understandable. And it's okay. As long as you learn from that, and now you're going forward, you're like, okay, I'm going to be more skeptical. I'm not going to give in to panic and fear. I'm going to put my faith in the Lord, not in our government and our media leaders. If you do that, then it's all good. I mean, it's all worthwhile in the sense that now you won't give in to the next one. Because here's the thing, there will be a next one. I would say within the next 3 to 5 years, there will be another event that causes panic and fear. It might be manufactured. It might be something that actually happens that's then exploited. And so what we have to do as Catholics is we have to test the spirits. We have to really pray, depend upon God, and not go along with the mob mentality, not go along with the brainwashing, but really use our reason that God gave us to determine whether or not it is something we should do. And here's the thing. Here's the final point I want to make. If you don't go along, there will be tremendous pressure put upon you. You will be hated. You will be ridiculed. You'll be mocked. You'll be attacked. Those of us who didn't wear masks in areas where you had to wear masks, we know about this. Those of us who would not get vaccinated in certain jobs. I mean, I know people, praise God, I did not have to deal with that, the job status. Fortunately, I had no issues with that at all. But I know people who risked their jobs, lost their jobs, but were willing to risk their jobs rather than get vaccinated because of their beliefs, because of their own views. And they are, I mean, and I mean this, I know this is said all the time, but I actually mean it here sincerely. They are the real heroes, not the nurses on TikTok who did their dances to get you vaccinated. They're the bad guys. They're the baddies. The good guys, the heroes, are those who refuse to get vaccinated and risk their jobs, risk their livelihoods to do it. But here's the thing. When the next one happens, if you gave in before, understand it will just get worse. And you will have to withstand a lot of pressure, peer pressure, all the way up to full frontal attacks on you for not going along with the mob, for not being brainwashed. Because they know, here's the thing, is if you're part of the mob and you see somebody not going along, it undermines your narrative that everybody has to do this or the whole world will end. It undermines your narrative that you don't need to listen to reason. You just need to comply. That's all that matters. Because these are people now not complying and they have reasonable reasons not to. You have to be willing to withstand that. And the only way you can withstand that is through the strength that comes from faith in Jesus Christ, from following Christ. Now, I do know there were non-Christians who withstood it, and God bless them. They have very good fortitude naturally, probably. But I don't. I need the grace of God. I need faith. I need Christ to help me to have that strength to withstand it. And I think most people, that's the case. I think most people, they need help from God in order to withstand the mob. Okay, so let's pray that this does not happen again. But if it does, that Catholics will be on the forefront of resisting it. That's what's so disappointing, is that on a whole, Catholics fell for the brainwashing at the same levels as everybody else. And a lot were involved, like some of the bishops, Father Matthew Schneider and some others were involved in the brainwashing. That's what's so disappointing. Let's pray that Catholics would withstand that brainwashing and would be the leaders in saying, no, we're not going to do this. Even if it causes terrible consequences for myself, we're not going to go along with this brainwashing. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up there. I just wanted to remind everybody of the historic brainwashing that we all had to endure, and praise those who withstood it, and encourage those who might have fell to it some to remember the lessons from this last brainwashing, so when the next one happens, that they're more able to resist it. Okay, that's it for now. Until next time, everybody, God love you.